Canto 3, Chapter 12, Creation of the Kumaras and Others. Maitreya said, "Thus far I have described to you, O Vidura, the glories of the Supersoul under the name of Kala, time. Now try to understand from me how the repository of the Vedas, Brahma, created the things as they are. He first created the five forms of ignorant engagement, the idea that one would die, followed by indignation, the craving of infatuation, the delusional of errors, and the darkness of lacking in self-awareness. Seeing what a troublesome creation it was, he, Brahma, could not really appreciate what he had done, whereupon he, after being purified by meditating upon the Supreme Lord, found the mind for another creation. The great self-born soul then created Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana and Sanat Kumara, the four Kumaras, who are lifelong celibates free from all profit-minded action. He from within told his sons, 'O my sons, do procreate.' But they did not want to, because they, in their devotion for the personality of Godhead, were vowed to the principles of liberation. Disrespected by his sons refusing to follow the order, he did his best to check the difficult to curb anger that arose in him. In spite of the original father's meditative control, out of his anger, straight from between his eyebrows, a child was born that had a color composed of red for passion and blue for ignorance. The child cried loudly to the father of all the gods, 'O powerful one, O ruler of destiny, assign me my names and tell me what my places are, O teacher of the universe.' He, as the all-powerful one, born from the lotus, thus being asked, complied with the request and gently pacified the child with the words, 'Do not cry, I shall do what you want. Because you, O chief of the demigods, as a boy were so anxiously crying loudly, the people will address you with the name Rudra. The heart, the senses, the life air, the ether, the air, fire and water, earth and the sun, the moon, as also austerity, are the places reserved for you. Your other names are Manu, Manu, Mahinasa, Mahan, Shiva, Ritadvaja, Ugrareta, Bhava, Kala, Vamadeva, and Dhritavrata. Di, Dhriti, Rasala, Uma, Niyut, Sarpi, Ila, Ambika, Iravati, Swada, and Diksha, O Rudra, are your 11 wives, the Rudranis. Please accept these different names, places, and wives, and generate progeny with them on a large scale, for you are the master of the living beings.' Thus, being instructed by his spiritual master, the mighty lord of the mixture of blue and red brought forth generations of the same strength, features, and nature as his. But when he saw the activities of the sons generated by Rudra, and how their endless numbers together devoured the entire universe, the father of the living beings got afraid. 'O best of the demigods,' he said, 'enough of you creating this kind of living beings. They scorch with the fiery flames of their eyes every direction, and me as well. Be of voluntary penance, that will do you good and bring happiness to all living entities. Only by doing penance you will, as before, be able to bring about the universe. Only by penitence a person knows the supreme light and can fully respect the supreme Lord beyond the senses, who resides in the heart of everyone.' Maitreya said, 'Thus being instructed by the self-born one, he, Rudra, circumambulated the master of the Vedas, saying, "So be it." Next he entered the forest to do penance. Determined to create, he, Brahma, who by the Supreme Lord had been empowered, then begot 10 sons in order to populate the world: Marici, Atri, Angera, Pulastya, Pullaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vashishta, Daksha, and Narada as number 10. Narada sprouted from his lap, Daksha from the thumb. From his life air, Vashishta saw the light, while Bhrigu came forth from his touch, and sage Kratu from his hand. Pullaha generated from the navel, Pulastya from his ears, the great sage Angira from the mouth. From the eyes, sage Atri came forth, and sage Marici appeared from the mind. From the right side of the breast, where Narayana resides, religion manifested, while irreligion, because of which the world fears the horrors of death, appeared from his back. From the heart, lust manifested, from the eyebrows, anger, from between his lips, greed, from the mouth, the urge to speak originated, while from his penis, the oceans appeared, and from the anus, the source of all vice, the lowest activities. From his shadow, Kardama Muni, the husband of Devahuti, manifested. This is how the complete of this living universe of the Creator evolved from both the Master's body and mind. O Vidura, we have heard that the daughter of Vak, who was born from his body, distracted the mind of Brahma and made him desirous of her, even though she was not sexually inclined. When the sons, the sages headed by Marici, saw that his mind was seized by immorality, they with due respect submitted the following: that what you are doing now with your daughter without controlling your sexual desire, you nor anyone else has done before, nor will anybody do such a thing ever in the future, O Master. O Master of the Universe, for certain, such an attitude does not befit you, the most powerful soul, whose good behavior and character constitutes an example followed by all the world striving for prosperity. Let us offer our obeisances to the Supreme Lord, who, from within the soul, by the power of his own effulgence, brought about this manifestation. May his sense of duty protect us all. Seeing all his sons, who thus addressed him, standing before him, the father of all fathers of mankind, most ashamed, quitted his body. That body was seized by the directions as a terrible fog, known for its darkness. When the Creator, one day, wondered how he should create the three worlds as before, the Vedic literature manifested itself from his four mouths. Thus, the four functions of sacrificial action, the offer, the performer, the fire and the offering, and the supplements of the Veda with their logical conclusions, became manifest, as also the four principles of religion, truth, purity, austerity and compassion, and the spiritual departments, ashramas, and the vocational divisions, varnas. Vidura said, "Please, O wealth of renunciation, can you tell by what mouth which Veda was produced by the God who is the controller of the creators of the universe?" Maitreya said, "The four Vedas called Rig, Yajur, Sama and Atharva appeared, beginning with the front, east, south, west and north, each from one of the mouths, and in the same order followed the scriptural discussions, the Shastra for the Hota priest, the rituals, the Ijya for the Advaryu priest, the recitation material, the Stutishtoma for the Udgata priest, and the transcendental service of atonement, the Prayaschitta for the Brahma Ritvik." The same way, beginning from the front mouth in the eastern direction, the Vedic sciences of medicine, Ayurveda, archery, Dhanurveda, music, Gandharva Veda, and architecture, Shtapatya Veda, were created, who together are called the Upavedas. The Itihasas, the separate histories, and the collections of classical stories, the Puranas, who together are known as the fifth Veda, manifested from all the mouths of him looking in every direction. From his eastern mouth, as also from each of the other ones, he sent out a pair of sacrifices. So Dashi, Ukta, from the east, Purishi, Agnishtoma, from the south, Aptoryama, Atiratra, from the west, and Vajapeya and Gosava from the north. Education, Vidya, also called purity, Shaucha, through acquiring knowledge, charity, Dana, penance, Tapas, and truth, Satya, are the four legs of religion that in the same order came about together with the orders of life, students, married people, withdrawn people, and the renunciates, and the vocations, the laborers, the traders, the rulers, and the intellectuals. Next, the vows appeared for regulating the brahmachari, the celibate student, of Savitra, 3 days of celibacy after the ceremony of the holy thread, prajapatya, celibacy for 1 year, brahma, celibacy during the study of the Veda, and brihat, lifelong celibacy, as also the vows for regulating household life of varta, vocations sanctioned by the scriptures, sanchaya, officiating at ceremonies, shalina, to subsist on everything that is acquired without asking, and shiluncha, to subsist on the remnants left behind in the fields and the marketplace. Also, the directions for the vanaprashtas, or the retired ones, thus manifested. The vaikanasas, subsisting on produce from the wild. The valakilyas, they who give up their stock upon receiving new food grains. The audumbaras, who subsist on the food they find on their way. And the finapas, those subsisting on fruits that fell from the trees, as also the directions for the renounced order of the sannyasis, consisting of the kutichakas, recluses living in a fixed place, bahudakas or bhavodas, they who prefer knowledge before activities, hamsas, those fully on the path of transcendental knowledge, and the nishkriyas or paramahamsas, those who attain spiritual wisdom and refrain from action. In the same order, the four branches of knowledge appeared: Anvikshiki, spiritual knowledge of liberation; Trayi, knowledge of rituals; Varta, technical knowledge; and Dandaniti, political science. Also, the four Vyaritis of the first line and 3 words of the Gayatri mantra disappeared, together with the Pranava, the mantra Aum, flowing from his heart. From the hair of his body, Ushnik, a meter of poetry, was generated. From the skin of the mighty one, Gayatri, the 3 foot, originated. Trishtup, another meter, came from his flesh. Anushtup appeared from the veins. And from the bones of the father of the living beings, Jagati was generated. 2 other meters. From the marrow of his bones, Pankti manifested itself, while Brihati generated from the life breath. 2 types of verses. His individual soul manifested as the sparsha letters, the hard consonants of the Sanskrit alphabet, ka to ma, while his body expressed itself in the Sanskrit vowels, a, a, I, I, u, u, ri, ri, l, I, I, o, au. His senses are called the sibilants, sha, sha, sa, and ha. His strength became the semi-vowels, ya, la, ra, and va, and from the inner joy of the Lord of the living beings, the 7 musical notes manifested. Existing as the transcendental sound of the original self, the supersoul, he, Brahma, is both manifest as Vedic utterances and non-manifest as the inner sound of Omkara. Appearing as the absolute of the complete whole of Brahman, he expanded himself, being invested with multifarious energies. After having accepted another body, he again put his mind to the matter of creation. O son of the Kurus, knowing that, in spite of the great power of the sages, the population was not increasing, he again devoted his heart to the matter. He thought, "Alas, how is it possible that with me being this busy all the time, the the population is not increasing. There must be some kind of divine ordinance working against me in this. While he thus observed and contemplated his situation, a division of a twofold form manifested itself, of which one says that it is his body, the human body created after his image, Kaya, that what belongs to Ka, or Brahma. With his form thus being divided with them, he thereupon engaged in a sexual relationship. The man became the independent ruler, the father of mankind, the Manu, called Swayambhuva, and the woman became known as Shatarupa. She was the queen to the great soul that he was. Because of the sex life according to the regulative principles, from that time on the generations increased. O best of all, in due course of time he begot in Shatarupa 5 children, Priyavrata, Uttanapada, and 3 daughters, O son of Bharata, Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. The one named Akuti he handed over to sage Ruchi. The middle one, Devahuti, he gave to sage Kardama, and Prasuti was given to Daksha. Because of them, the whole world became populated.